Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
What does it mean to have good hair? Good hair is still a thing in society, especially in the Black community. However, there is no such thing as good hair. Only healthy and unhealthy hair. My curls were everything to me, until I lost my natural curl to a hair product with secret relaxer ingredients in it. This hair product destroyed my hair, but this was also the best thing to ever happen to me. It taught me that I am so much more than my hair. Long curly hair does not define my femininity or worth, nor does hair texture define good hair. My hair comes from my mother and father, although I do not know my biological relatives. I am a transracial international adoptee, Afro-Honduran with indigenous roots. My hair is a soft texture, a mix of Afro and tight and dark brown curls. I can now see my hair reflected in my one-year-old son's hair, in puffs of curly and Afro kinky texture. My hair, as my son's hair, is reflected from our ancestors, but it doesn't define us. It's only part of us. When I cut my mid-length curly hair to a short pixie, you must have thought there had been a death in my family, based on people's reactions. What a shame. She once had beautiful long hair. But why does length have to be associated with beauty and the concept of good hair? Hair is powerful, but it should never define anyone, and I hope that it never defines my son. My identity as a Black woman is more than my hair, but I do believe we should be proud of our beautiful hair and love our hair as we respect our ancestors. I am not my hair. But my hair is me, because it is the map to my ancestry. My hair soaks up droplets from a rainforest shower and drinks the summer rain. It shapes my face and tells me where I come from and where I need to go and where I will always be from. With a perspective, I am Rosa King.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.